Unfortunately, it appears that Irish waters are open ground for just about any navy in the wide world to come in and carry out their naval exercises. But both Patrick Murphy and I wrote to the government in February asking for a 10-year moratorium, which would effectively mean a ban on any future naval exercises and drills by any third country, NATO country, EU country. And the only exception would be, of course, we would allow our own navy to do naval exercises, albeit at a much smaller scale. We're very sincere about this, that this kind of activity has to stop. As a nation, we're talking out of both sides of our mouth, because at one minute we're talking about conservation of the sea, we're talking about marine protected areas, and we're striving to do that and have 30% of our waters completely marine protected. And yet within a period of 5 months, we had two of the top 10 navies in the wide world. We give them permits, we give them permission to come in and have naval exercise and drills within our waters, and we didn't give it a second thought. Naval exercises of this scale do have an adverse effect on spawning, on whales and mammals such as dolphins, and, you know, we can't have it both ways. And we as a fishing industry are completely united here that there has to be a 10-year moratorium, and we have to lead by example and notify the coastal states that there's no future or further naval exercises to be carried out in the Irish EEZ or any territorial waters off this island.